You're listening to Lower Road Radio, voted by Podcast Monthly as one of the top 50 sports radio podcasts to premiere in January of 2016. So sit back, relax, and enjoy what sportspodcast.biz.gov calls subpar at best.
At Tanagra, when the walls fell, this is Dan Owens coming at you another time for Lower Road Radio with my co-host, as always, Jason. Jason, how you doing?
It's another morning show.
It is another morning show. We didn't get any negative feedback from the morning show.
We didn't get any positive feedback.
No feedback.
None whatsoever.
Yeah, which is depressing. I'd almost rather get a bunch of negative feedback.
Well, one way or the other.
It shows people care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, the feedback we do get when we don't post the show, we're getting people like sending us messages both.
Hey, when's it posting?
Yeah, when's it posting?
When's the show going to be up?
You know, they're actively waiting for it, which is cool, I guess. But no feedback on the morning show versus the evening show. So, I don't know. The point is, I'm still tired.
You're still tired. You don't have coffee this morning. You just have the Coke.
Well, I was running late. My daughter caught off sick from school.
Yeah.
And instead of driving her to school, I actually went back to bed for another half an hour.
Oh, that's a mistake.
I know. I should have just stayed awake.
Yeah.
But I was really, really tired.
I was tired too. Well,
these games, that's the crappy part about being on the East Coast.
Yes.
The games are so later, much later.
Yeah, you were coming from Central Time.
Yeah.
I moved here from Mountain Time, which is even better.
Yeah.
So a 9 o'clock start is a 7 o'clock start.
Yes. And, like, you can go to bed at 10 o'clock at night, but in the East Coast, that's past midnight.
Right. I mean, sometimes these baseball playoff games, first of all, baseball playoff games go longer anyway.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of pitching changes and stuff just takes longer.
Yeah.
But if you have like an extra inning, like if you have a playoff, like a World Series game that goes 11 innings, it's going to go till like 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah. And that's no good. Yeah. I mean, I love playoff baseball.
Yeah.
But honestly, we'll talk about the World Series here in a little bit, but I went to bed in the ninth inning. I couldn't stay awake any longer. I was so tired.
I don't know. I'm curious when they stopped doing this, but there was a time when they used to play one or two of the World Series games in the afternoon.
Yeah.
I remember like watching the Toronto Blue Jays in the World Series on an afternoon game.
Like the Joe Carter?
Yeah.
Blue Jays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean,
that's not
actively remember
so
that.
Long ago.
It's been 20 some years.
But I have a memory of it, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that they should.
I would love it. And honestly, I don't know why they're not doing a day game at Wrigley.
Yeah, they should.
I mean, honestly, the truth is, a day game at Wrigley is, when you think about baseball, you think day game at Wrigley.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Yeah, for sure.
You know, I'd be okay if they opened up the first night, you know, when they go to Chicago at night. But then that next game should be a day game.
Yeah, depending on the day. I mean, part of you says if it's a Saturday, okay, well, people are going to be home, they're going to be able to watch it, but then you're competing with college football. If it's a Sunday, you're competing with the NFL, but
I think people are choosing – I don't think there's – well, last night there was a – in Ohio, there was a competition.
Yeah.
Because the Cavs and the Indians were playing at the same time, but
yeah.
Because it was an opening game for the Cavs, the world champions.
Yeah.
But basketball people are going to watch basketball, and baseball people are going to watch. Not a lot of baseball fans. Baseball's a declining sport.
I disagree with you.
That there are more baseball fans than basketball fans.
No, I disagree that baseball is a declining sport.
It is a declining sport.
I think it declined, but I think it's on the rise again.
I would be okay with that. I don't think there's any evidence to show that. Here's the thing. Kids playing baseball today, they don't play baseball.
Yeah.
They don't. They play soccer. They play football. They play 1,000 other things.
I have my fingers crossed that baseball can come back. We're going to talk about this in a little bit, but the NFL ratings are down.
Yeah.
And I think baseball's better than it's been in a long time.
Yeah.
There's a lot of look at the two teams that are there now, the Indians and the Cubs.
Yeah.
They're good, young, exciting teams.
Yeah.
You know, you've got Bryce Harper, you've got Mike Trout, you've got good, young, exciting players.
In the World Series today?
No, in
baseball.
In baseball.
You're like, look at the teams playing in the World Series. Bryce Harper, Mike Trout, these guys.
If you look at the teams and you look at other guys in the league, Yasiel Puig, although he's not as good as maybe you'd hoped, but he's exciting.
Yeah.
So
I saw a guy the other day wearing a Washington Nationals hat.
Yeah.
Like here in Ohio.
That's a popular hat.
It is. I like it.
I think it might have some gang signification.
Well, this guy's not a gang member. I mean, he's...
You don't know.
He's a 45-year-old dude who works construction.
Sometimes. You just don't know, you know.
So I went up to him and I said... So what's up? No, I said... I said, Washington, huh?
Yeah.
You know, he's like, oh, yeah. He's like, I like Bryce Harper. And then we talked about Bryce Harper for like 10 minutes. Oh, you know what? I meant to tell you this. I totally forgot. I was...
at the donut aisle at Meijer.
No, but that's another funny story.
Okay.
So let me jump on the donut thing first before I forget.
I didn't even know.
I know. Well, it's not a hilarious story, but the other day, last Friday, I had the day off of work. I had to go meet someone. So I asked them if they wanted to meet Tim Hortons. And my youngest son, Teddy, doesn't go to school yet. And so I asked Teddy, I'm like, do you want to go with me? You know, we'll go get a donut. Yeah. He was all excited.
Sure.
And he was watching like Paw Patrol, like a little Nickelodeon cartoon on TV. And my wife was sitting on the couch. And he walks up to Shelby and he goes, I'm watching this. Don't go changing it to the cook challenge.
He leaves to go to
Hortons. He's going to go with me to Tim Hortons to get a donut. and he goes up to mommy and he goes, I'm watching this. Don't go changing it to the cook challenge. Which we watch a lot of Food Network.
Sure.
You know, there's a lot of cooking challenge shows that we do watch.
My kids and we've never watched cooking challenge. Well, I've never really watched any of those shows before. But on Netflix, just randomly looking for something to watch, we watched the Kids Baking Challenge.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like four episodes.
Yeah, we watched
it. Totally engrossed into it.
Yeah.
And the kids were just sucked into it. So then I was like, they wanted to watch something else. So now we are watching whatever the latest season of MasterChef Junior is. I mean, the kids are totally into
it. I'm telling you right now, people roll their eyes when I say it. We watch a lot of Food Network.
Yeah.
I mean, not just the kids stuff. We watch Cutthroat Kitchen is one of my favorite shows.
Yeah.
It just is. I love it. So, so I take Tay to get the donut, and that part was funny. But then we get home, and I'm trying to coach him because I've got five kids.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to coach him. I'm like, okay, don't say anything.
We don't need to spread it around.
That's exactly right. You know, I mean, because if you bring it up, the other kids are going to be, you know, hey, I want a donut.
Right.
So the kids get home from school. Teddy, like, spreads himself out on the couch. He's like, I just wish I could go back to the donut store. Like, Teddy, shut up. What are you doing? Shut up. Well, all my kids want to go to the donut store.
The younger they are, the less... I mean, your oldest would be the least likely. She'd keep it to herself.
Oh, yes. In a heartbeat, she would.
Harrison would.
Yeah, Harrison would keep it to himself. The
and
other kids...
That's where it stops.
Yeah. Because you get two things. You get that, like, oh, I just wish I could go back. Whoops, did I say that? Or you get the, I got a donut.
Yeah. Both of those things as a child are wonderful experiences.
So the story I was going to say was I was at one of my daughter's cross-country meets. I didn't know if I told you this or not, but I'm sitting there wearing Cincinnati Reds hat, and this was actually in Oklahoma.
Okay.
And so, I mean, I'm not even in Ohio. I'm in Oklahoma wearing a Reds hat.
Sure.
Some guy comes up to me. He's like, Cincinnati, huh? I'm like, oh, yeah. And I started talking, and he... he's not even from Ohio, but he was a huge fan in the 70s with the Big Red Machine. And we talked for like 30 minutes.
Really?
I mean, we're waiting for – he had a daughter running. I had a daughter running. We don't know each other.
Sure.
He was from a different school even.
Yeah.
We're not even from the same area. And we talked for 30 minutes about Cincinnati Reds baseball.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, we've said that before. It's the uniting thing. It's like, honestly – our politics could be exactly opposite.
Sure.
We could be Democrat and Republican. We could be, you know, left and right. We could be whatever. I mean, whatever opposites you could be. But we had a 30-minute positive conversation about Cincinnati Reds baseball.
So last year, it was 2 years ago, LeBron's first year at Cleveland at the Cavs. During the spring soccer season, every game I would stand next to one of the other dads and we talked about the Cavs.
Right.
Because it was like, playoffs.
Big deal.
Yeah, big deal.
Yeah.
And anyway, so we talked about it every single day. And I'd sit here next to this guy and talk about the Cavs for the entire game. And then the game would be over and we'd leave. Last game of the year, you know, hey man, hopefully the Caps, hopefully next year we're talking about how they won the whole thing or whatever. You know, he's like, yeah. And then I get in the car and Erica said, Erica goes, did you say goodbye? I'm like, what? And she's like, to your friend. Did you say goodbye to your friend? I'm like, my friend? What are you talking about, my friend?
Yeah.
Well, that guy, did you like get his number or anything? I'm like, no, I didn't get his number. He was a guy that I was talking to about sports. And I just love this idea. Like she's trying to set up a play date for me or something, you know. Did you say goodbye to your friend?
Does he want to come over and play?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly. I'm like, what do you?
That's pretty
funny. What do you expect me to do? You know?
Well, I do that too. Sometimes we'll be like at the store and same type of thing. It's like someone's wearing, you know, Cleveland Browns jersey or something. Mm-hmm. And you say something. It's like, oh man, we're having a hard time this year.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, we talk for just, you know, it's a cash out. It's, you know, you're just, it's a 30-second conversation. Mm-hmm. And then my son Gideon, he's like, okay, what's his name? Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't know. He's like, but you're talking to him? What's his name? I'm like, I don't know what his name is. He goes, why were you talking to him? I'm like, I don't know. We're just talking.
I love the arguments that you and Gideon get.
Oh, Gideon. oh my gosh. Well, like last night, the argument was 2 or 3 weeks ago, we went to the park. And there's a pond near the park that we walked over to. There's 1,000 ducks over there.
Sure.
And, you know, from that conversation, he wanted to feed the ducks. Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, we'll feed the ducks, you know. And this was 2 or 3 weeks ago. Every day he asked me, Daddy, can we feed the ducks? I'm like, no, not today. Daddy, can we feed the ducks? No, not today. Daddy, can we feed the ducks? Why can't we just feed the ducks? I'm like, it's just the weather. It's cold. It's, you know, I'm just giving excuses.
Right.
And finally, I'm just tired of arguing with him. He's a bulldog. He latches onto it and will not let go. I'm like, fine, we'll go feed the ducks. So we had some bread and we grabbed some old bread and, you know, fed the ducks last night.
And he had fun.
Oh, he had a blast. They made a duck trail.
Yeah.
A line of bread.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, because Gus was like, I'm going to get a duck. So, like, he made this, he called it a duck trail, and it was just bread lined up in a line, and it was going back to the bench. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what are you going to do? He's like, I'll take it home. And I'm like, I said, are you going to keep it in the bathtub? He's like, no, I'll keep it in my room. I'm like, what, are you going to put it under your bed? He goes, no. I'm like, are you going to sleep with it? He goes, yeah. Like, whatever. I mean, he's, what, 6 years old, so.
Well, at the college that we both went to, I knew a guy that stole a swan from the. They had a.
Roman?
They had a really nice, and he was just a high school student. They had a really nice, like walking trail.
Like a little park area.
It was super nice. Yeah. And there were some swans in there. And I come home one day, and he didn't even live with us, but I come home one day and open up the door to the bathroom, and there's a swan in our bathtub. I'm like, what is this? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, that's exciting. That's really funny. I'm feeling very self-conscious. I have a very squeaky chair, so be quiet. And every time I move, it's squeaking. So
is it the chair or are you just overweight?
Well, can't it be both, Jason? All right. So I just had to get that out of the way. I'm sorry if you heard squeaking.
Can we give a shout-out to Brandon Levings?
Yeah, we can give a shout-out to Brandon. Yeah,
because he just picked up the show, and he's in love with it.
Well, I don't know.
No, he's in love with it. I know he is. He's like all over. He's sending messages.
Twice. This is, two messages.
Yeah. Okay. Like, because he just picked it up.
Okay.
I mean, dollar for dollar, pound for pound, he's our most active listener right now. He's probably listened to all 38, 39, 42 episodes.
I doubt that very much.
Well, if he hasn't,
like
he should.
We may have mentioned Brandon before in a
past episode. Well, because we played baseball with him growing up.
Yeah.
And so the one story, I don't know if we told or not, but Brandon Levings, my favorite Brandon Levings thing is, you know, pitching Little League, you know, kid pitch.
Yeah.
And, you know, you oftentimes were the catcher.
Yeah.
Brandon was a pitcher. And while you're trying to get your equipment on in the dugout, Brandon's dad would go out and, like, squat down and catch.
Barehanded.
Barehanded while Brandon's throwing it.
Right.
And it just hacked Brandon off so bad that his dad isn't using a glove.
Yeah.
Just, and he's just snatching the ball in the air, you know.
Right. And Brandon's just trying to make his hands
just throwing as hard as he could.
I don't think he threw as hard all year as when his dad was catching barehanded, because it was like offensive. Like, yeah. Oh, old man, you think you can do this? Yeah.
He's like, Dad, go get a glove. No, it's all good. You can't throw that hard.
Brandon did throw hard, though.
He was a hard thrower.
He was kind of like Wild Thing. He's hard to
Ricky Vaughn.
Yeah, I mean. He had a lot of pop, but I did a lot of jumping around when he was pitching.
Now, when I think of Brandon Lovings, I just picture him pitching a baseball in Little League and his dad catching it barehand and just him getting so mad.
When I think of Brandon, I remember specifically a game. He used to do this all the time, but I remember specifically at Pleasant. Like when he was in the on-deck circle,
a lot of times he'd
wear a mouth guard,
yeah.
You know, and he'd throw his mouth guard in the dirt and then put it back in his mouth.
That's disgusting. Why?
Yeah, I don't know. Made him hit better.
Like, did he see somebody else do that? Like a major leaguer?
I don't.
Because who would do that?
Brandon. I think he thought it helped him hit better.
Might have.
He was a better baseball player than both of us.
He was. Would you say he was our best player on the team?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Him or Justin Gruber?
Gruber almost threw a no hitter one time. Almost, I think. It was definitely a shutout. Justin Gruber was like the Corey Kluber of our baseball team. Let's just break it down. Let's go position by position. Third base, Gary Sutherland.
Gary was a heck of... I mean, here's the thing. He had the best glove ever.
Dude, yeah.
He had major league talent with his glove.
Yeah, I never saw him move his feet once.
Well, he's 3'2" and... You know, 280 pounds or something. I don't know. That's an exaggeration, no, but he was a little guy.
He'd snatch it. If it was within his range, he'd snatch it and throw it to third base bare, like flat-footed.
Flat-footed,
and throw him out. If it was like 1 inch to the left where he had to shuffle.
It's through the infield.
It's going through. But if it's hitting, he's on that hot corner.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter how fast it's coming.
No,
he's going to catch
every
it
time.
And flip it over to first base.
If he had a little lateral, just one or two steps side to side, he could have been a major leaguer.
Right.
He had some pop to his bat. Right.
First base, Andy Ballinger.
Andy B, like a tree. That's just a chant that we used to yell. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know that he liked baseball, but his dad was the coach. So,
yeah.
You know.
I mean, he was, you know.
Right.
He just is what he was.
Second
baseman.
We've already had this discussion.
You gave the initials and then you talked bad about him.
Right. So we're not gonna. Yeah, I just said he's a booger picker. Not he is. He was.
Well, he could be. He still could be. Maybe.
I don't know. It's a hard habit to break. I just sat behind him in class and saw him pick his nose.
Shout his name out?
No, I'm not going to say his name.
His initials are C
and
J.
But we've already covered this. We had many C and J's. Yeah. There was a kid named CJ who we're not talking about.
No.
There were other CJs.
There's multiple CJs.
Yeah.
So, either initials or their real name.
We had...
And he also, he was the one from second base. No matter where he was, he would flip it underhand either to second base or first base.
He had the Chuck Knoblauch disease. He did not want to throw it overhand. So he'd either sprint and run it to first base or
right.
We also had Wes in right field. Now, Wes was never good, but then Wes one day got hit in the nose with the baseball.
Took a fastball to the face.
Blood.
From the batter's box.
Yeah, gushing.
Yeah.
Just gushing blood. Yeah, I mean, just so much
and
blood.
And it's freaking all us out because it was like the first year for a kid
and
pitch.
We're in the dugout just kind of like, you know, and there's just the silence over Prospect Park, you know, like.
Right.
And all of a sudden you hear Wes's mom stand up real loud and go, "Walk it off, Wes! Walk it off!"
You walk off a fastball to the face.
Yeah, how are you supposed to walk off a bloody nose?
Ugh.
So, and then Wes, I think, never made contact again for the rest of his career because he was so afraid of getting hit in the nose.
Yeah, he dove out of the box every time.
And Eric Caudill, I think Eric would play around.
Well, Eric and Chris, brothers.
Yeah. They would play outfield maybe. I don't remember.
Eric was a pitcher.
Yeah, Eric would pitch.
He would pitch a lot. And Eric caught a lot, too.
Yeah.
Right. And Chris caught a lot.
Right. Yeah. Who are we missing?
You said Justin Gruber. He was a lot of times shortstop.
Yeah, shortstop.
Well, Brandon would do shortstop, pitcher. Yeah. They would all rotate that.
Yeah.
I feel like we're missing like a major player.
It feels like we are. Hey, apologies if we are.
Yeah.
But so Brandon, I hope you enjoyed that trip back into memory lane. If you still even listen to the show anymore, you know.
That's stupid. I'll never listen to that again.
It could all be wasted. All right, let's get really quick to it. Every week we pick the NCAA. Football ranked teams that are playing against each other on the year. last week you had a pretty big lead. I mean, you still have a lead, but on the year as of last week, you were 13-2, and I was 7-8. But last week you went 1-2, and I went 3-0.
Okay, so here's the thing: last week, to give you a chance to get back into it,
only because you didn't know who to pick.
No, I knew who to pick. I even said last week, I said they're favored by 12, and I would pick them, but I'm giving you a chance to catch up, so I'll take the other team.
Nobody made you do that. So
no, I mean, I'm just letting you know.
I'm 10-8, and you're 14-4.
14-4 is really, really
still
good.
Still pretty good.
Considering I even threw two away, too, last week.
Well, you didn't throw them away.
Well, I mean, I chose the underdog who clearly wasn't going to win.
Regardless, 10-8, 14-4. This week, Washington, the Huskies.
Yes.
Not Husky Luke.
No.
That's a different Husky.
Different Husky. Because he's Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Yes.
Which isn't really Husky
right.
at all.
Yeah.
And he was clear to point that out, but I think the name applies. So, yeah.
You ever have a friend who kind of knows a little bit about sports, wants to talk about sports, but then very quickly makes himself known that he doesn't know what he's talking about?
Are you saying this about Luke?
No. Luke's the last person I would say this about. Luke knows what he's talking about. But when you said Cornhusker, it reminded me of a guy that I knew in Montana.
Yeah.
That one time came and asked me how I thought the Kornheisers were going to do this year. And I was like,
how's those Tony Kornheisers going to do this year?
The Nebraska Kornheisers. I'm like, I don't think... I'm pretty sure you mean Cornhuskers. He's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
The Huskers.
Yeah.
The N. All right. So the Huskies against the Fighting Mormons of Utah.
Washington. I don't think that would be BYU.
They're all Mormons. So Washington is ranked 4.
Let's not get into a religious war.
It's not a religious
war. It's a holy war.
I wasn't denigrating their, you know,
the way you say
belief in
polygamy. They're not all polygamists.
No.
Just the ones on TV.
Yes. The famous ones. Like all the really famous ones were. All right. So Washington is at Utah.
This is actually going to be a good game, I think.
I think all three of these picks are going to be
really I'm going to go Washington.
Okay.
I think you I think this game is a coin flip.
Yeah. I mean, it feels like eventually the house of cards that Washington has built is going to fall. I don't think they can stay undefeated all year.
Yeah.
I don't know that Utah is the place where it's going to happen, though.
Well, they're 7-1 on the year.
Utah is.
Yeah, and they're playing at home. I mean, that's a good game.
Okay.
I'm not trying to talk you into it. Pick whoever you want.
I'll pick Utah because I don't have a real good feel on the game, and I don't think Washington is as good as their record shows. So next, we've got the Fighting Nebraska Kornheisers against Wisconsin.
Nebraska's
Wisconsin.
Nebraska's undefeated.
Undefeated.
And next, Wisconsin's only two losses are at Ohio State and Michigan.
And I think next week, not the week after this, I think Ohio State plays Nebraska.
No.
I think. So Nebraska's 7th undefeated. Wisconsin is very good, ranked 11th with the one loss, I guess.
No, two losses.
Two losses, right.
Michigan and Ohio State.
Right. So who you got?
Oh, geez.
It's at Wisconsin.
I think I'm going to take Wisconsin.
Okay.
Nebraska undefeated, and they're ranked 7th. They're really, really good, but Wisconsin is pretty good.
Yeah, I'm with you. I looked at this from the very – I'd like to pick different than you, but from the very beginning, I was picking Wisconsin. Sorry, Luke.
That's not going to make Luke happy at all.
No, I hope for your sake, Luke, that we're wrong, but I got to go with what I think. So the last game is Clemson – last year's national champion against and at Florida State.
Yeah.
Clemson's ranked 3rd. Florida State ranked 12th. Who you got?
Florida State is like bipolar disease.
Yes.
Because they're either good or they're bad.
Which Florida State is going to show up?
And a lot of times it's like per quarter or per half. It's not even per game. Mm-hmm. Like they'll play an awful quarter or awful half. Like first half, awful. In second half, they come back and score, you know, 36 points or something.
Yeah.
Clemson has not looked good either. Clemson has had some really close calls. Clemson's favored by 4.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go Florida State.
So in the past, I definitely would have taken Florida State because Clemson would always do this. They'd look really, really good, and then they'd lose a game. But last year they didn't do it.
Yeah.
Right. And so I think maybe this team has kind of figured it out. So I'm going to take Clemson. I think they're better than Florida State.
Oh, they're favored.
Yeah.
They're favored on the road at Florida State, and it's a night game.
Yeah.
So that's a big
deal. It's not going to be easy.
No.
The Indian guy is going to come out and throw the spear in the ground, which is pretty sweet.
Tomahawk chalk.
Yeah. Oh, who owns that? Where did that start?
I mean, Indians, like 5,000 years ago.
Okay. Is this politically incorrect? Let me know if this is politically incorrect.
Yeah.
Last night, I was going to tweet this or put it on Facebook, and then I thought, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't. So you just tell me. I was going to say, because the Indians...
So instead, you're just going to blast it out on an international podcast.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for Brandon to listen to. So, you know, we got Brandon, Luke, and John Meadows. So last night, I was going to tweet, because the Indians have only lost one playoff game all year. I was going to tweet... The Indians haven't been this dominant since 1491.
Is that the Battle of Little Bighorn?
No, it was the year before Columbus landed in
America. 1492, I guess. No, I think Indians haven't played this well since the Battle of Little Bighorn.
Yeah, I liked 1491.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Yeah. Is that politically incorrect?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I won't put it on Facebook or Twitter. Okay.
Blast it out to, billion people.
I thought it was pretty good. The Indians haven't been this dominant since 1491.
That is pretty good.
That's when it started to go downhill. Oh, boy. All right. So you've got Florida State. I've got Clemson.
So we've got two different games this week.
Yeah. So there's a chance for separation to happen this week. All right. So the other thing, as far as college football is concerned, we don't hide the fact that we're Buckeye fans.
Yeah.
I went into the Penn State game. Well, I went into the Wisconsin game thinking we were going to lose. I actually picked them to lose.
Yeah.
Going into the Penn State game at Happy Valley, it's a whiteout. I thought they're – and Ohio State has not been playing well, right?
Yeah.
Like, if Ohio State has just been looking dominant
– No, they have not been playing well.
I would have – my position would have been different, but they haven't been looking good.
Right.
And so they go into Penn State. Penn State's not good.
Right.
They're not. But Ohio State is playing horribly. But they still are going to win it. Fourth quarter, blocked field goal. Penn State runs it back, and that's basically the end of the game right there. That was the beginning of the end. And so Penn State beats Ohio State, knocks them off. JT Barrett, people were talking about him being a favorite for the Heisman maybe at the beginning of the year, but not now. And even for me, he's not been playing well the last, honestly, pretty much all year.
Typically, the Heisman is the best player on the best team.
The best quarterback on the best team.
Yeah, I mean,
Usually.
Yeah. And so, you know, if Ohio State ran the table and they were undefeated and Barrett has good numbers, I think he was in the talk. He was in the conversation.
Yeah, he was worth talking about until he started playing the last few weeks. And he's just looked horrible.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I hate the read option. I hate it.
Yeah.
I feel like it's so slow and it takes so long for that play to develop that half the time they're in the backfield when they're, you know, taking the first contact. Like, I just don't understand why you just don't punch the ball. Mm-hmm. Ohio State is so fast. Mm-hmm. I don't think people realize the speed of Ohio State is probably, I mean, at least as good as any other team.
Yeah.
If not better.
Yeah.
They're so, so fast. Some of their young guys are so lightning quick. Mm-hmm. Just punch the ball as quick as you can vertical.
Yeah.
You know, that read option all the time, it goes horizontal, I feel like.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, they're trying to get the ball to Samuel a lot, you know, whatever they can do to get the ball in his hands. But here's what I think. I think JT, it's in his head. His offensive line, although he was getting sacked, was doing well. He was just holding on to the ball.
Yes.
He needs to run more. I'm convinced.
I think he needs to run less. I think he needs to throw more.
I think he needs to run more. I think when he runs and he's athletic and he can, it makes the defense feel like – oh, he might run. And that first year when he came in, he was looking so good. He was breaking out a lot of runs. He was getting – and that opens up the passing game.
Okay,
so
I'll say this.
They're not afraid of him running because he's not running enough.
Here's my point. What I want is more of the pro-style offense where it's just downhill running and then the play action opens up. Mm-hmm. Because right now there's no play action.
Yeah.
Because it's a read option. And if they don't even hand the ball off in a normal sense, so there is no play action. Occasionally they'll like roll out of it or try to do something else. But unless you get those safeties to come and bite down, you're never going to go over the top. Because either – do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Have some downhill running and then, play fake, you know, play option, you know, over the top. I just don't understand why they're not doing that.
So, do you think...
And meanwhile, though, last week when I said that's going to be a tough game, you, like, completely dismissed it. I didn't even make it a big deal. I almost said... I'm not even kidding. Don't look at me that way.
Whatever.
I almost said, okay, Colin Cowherd, this is my upset special of the week.
All right, Cowherd. Do you think Kenny Guyton has any more eligibility?
No, he played like 7 years.
I think he could come in and fix
this. No, I would love to see if Cardale Jones was on this team.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
That'd be really interesting.
I mean, because he...
Poor Cardale.
Well, he's got no...
We'll never see him play.
No. He's got no shot in the NFL.
He had a great...
Four-game run.
Was it four games?
Well, because he came in the Michigan game, and then right. Big Ten Championship, and then two playoff games.
Yeah.
That was the best four-game run ever.
When he came in Michigan, I remember being sad that Barrett was gone and feeling like, oh, no, this thing is falling apart. And never even heard, I didn't even know who Cardale Jones was.
No, nobody knew who he was.
You know?
Well, he's your third-string back because you started the year off with Braxton Miller.
Right, and I was watching it with Josh, our brother-in-law, and I remember, like, after about two drives, I was like, I kind of like this Jones guy. You know, like, I think he might be okay.
Yeah.
You know, so, all right, so there you go. Let's quickly move on to the NFL. We're in football. It turns out that Brock Osweiler, Missoula, Montana's own, I believe he's from Missoula, Adam Hansen, call Adam the male nurse. I just said Adam's last name. I don't think I've ever said
that.
No,
that's a mistake. You should not do that.
Adam, correct me if I'm wrong. Because Adam lives in Missoula right now. So okay. Brock might not be from Missoula, but he's from somewhere in Montana.
It's a big state.
Brock Osweiler. That's the most Montana name I've ever heard in my life. It sounds
Brock
like a
Osweiler.
Yeah, he sounds like he should be like a bull rider. You know, yeah. Brock Osweiler coming out of the gates. I don't think it's the gates. It's the
pin.
Pin?
I don't know. I'm not a rodeo guy.
I've been to rodeos.
I've never been to one.
It's not my first rodeo. All right. So Brock Osweiler, turns out he's not worth $75 million.
No.
And here's my theory that John Elway knows what he's talking about. I think John Elway knows something about quarterbacks. And I think John Elway looked at Brock Osweiler and said, yeah, you're not that good.
Yeah.
And that's why they didn't offer it to him.
Well, I wonder if Brock would have not pushed for like the big contract. Mm-hmm. If he would, because here's the thing. I really think, and we actually think we talked about this, like, would you rather cash out for $75 million and go to a team like Houston, which they're a good team.
Yeah.
Or play on a Super Bowl championship caliber team in Denver for half the money. Because if you win one or two championships in Denver, which he was capable of doing, mm-hmm. All of a sudden, like, everything changes. Your endorsements, your money, your everything.
Yeah. Well, if you're talking about half the money, half of $75 million.
That's a lot of money.
A lot of cash.
It's, you know, $37.5 million.
Yeah. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
So,
but at a certain point, a lot of money is a lot of money. I could live off of $3 or $4 million for the rest of my life.
You could live better off of 37.
Yeah, I could live off better off of 75. But at a certain point, when's enough is enough.
I don't know. It's a pride thing with these guys. I think, you know, you want as much money as you can get because
you want the Super Bowl rings. Like, all these guys are trying to trade teams at the end of their career to be on a Super Bowl team.
Yeah, but these guys have been good for a long time, and I think that it's hard for them to be realistic about how good they are. I think Brock Osweiler probably looked at this Houston team, saw some talent, you know, saw some good wide receivers, a really great defense, and thought, hey, I think we can go win a Super Bowl there.
Well, you saw some talent in Houston.
I picked them to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. That's probably not going to happen. Now, they're 4-2. Yeah. They're not horrible.
I still think their defense is good.
Yeah, but they're not going to win the
Brock
Super Bowl.
Brock Osweiler's not.
No.
Yeah.
No. And that team, they lost J.J. Watt. He's out. Mm-hmm. Injury.
Braxton Miller. Put him in.
Hey.
Quarterback. That's what I say.
Although he didn't even play quarterback his last year in college.
Doesn't matter. He could do it. So, unfortunately, all of this Cleveland mojo is not yet kind of bled over to the Browns. The Browns are 0-7 now. They've had six quarterbacks that have delivered at least five passes each, which is the most since, like, I don't know.
The 86 Bears, 85 Bears. And they, like, threw for fun because, mm-hmm. like, William Refrigerator Perry threw a pass. And,
right, yeah. It's just know, like, oh, this would be hilarious. We're up by 50.
We get our 500-pound, you know, defensive lineman to throw a pass.
I remember I was at a friend's house, and he had bought this really old house in Virginia. And the people that had lived there before left a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, we don't want to go through it. It's in the attic, whatever. And so I was going through with these old books in the attic. And there was this book from like 1930 about football.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, and the headline of the first chapter was, it said, the play that's going to revolutionize football. And then underneath it was the forward pass.
Oh, wow. That's
and
funny.
It was about, I was like, wow, that is amazing. That is hilarious. So, yeah.
Well, so, okay, so Cleveland, they're 0-7.
Mm-hmm.
They lost to the Bengals, you know, division rival.
Yeah.
But this week they go up against the New York Jets. And the New York Jets are bad. They're 2-5. Mm-hmm. They look horrible. If Cleveland wins this game,
yes,
they'll be 1-7.
1-7.
And then all they have to do is win out, and then they'll be 9-7.
9-7.
And 9-7, that once again, we said this, that division is not great.
Well, the Steelers are good, but now Ben is hurt.
Big Ben's hurt.
So with Roethlisberger being down,
yeah.
The Bengals have underperformed, but I think the Bengals are going to...
But their record is underperforming.
Yeah, but I think that they're going to do well. So it's possible, not likely, but it's possible...
Let's just not immediately throw them out.
Well, here, let's say this. If the Browns were to go win 8 in a row, that means they would be beating teams in their division.
Yes, that's true.
So, you know, not only does it give them a better record, but gives the teams they're playing against a worse
right.
record. So
I think it's complete. Teams win. Teams go at 8-8. You can win your division at 8-8. It's happened.
Do you remember that movie with Sylvester Stallone, Cliffhanger?
I remember it. I couldn't quote anything from
There's
it.
There's the scene when he's holding on by
to the
just
cliff.
Like the
yeah, well, I mean,
he's,
the he's name
hanging
of the,
on the cliff.
Yeah, it's a cliffhanger.
He's a cliffhanger.
That's what he does.
And he's hanging on by just the tip of his finger.
Yeah.
And if he lets go, he's dead.
Yeah.
You know, that's where the Browns are right now. But you know what? If you saw the rest of that movie, Sylvester Stallone wins and kills John Lithgow. So,
I mean, the actor. Not the actor.
Yeah.
The real John Lithgow
is
dead.
He's a very committed, he's a method actor, Sylvester Stallone. He's very committed to his craft. He's like, sorry, John. All right, so there you go. The other thing that I find interesting is that apparently the ratings are down in the NFL. We talked about this before. You know, there's lots of reasons to think. I also think that, I don't know why, but I feel like I care less about the NFL than I ever have in my life. And maybe... I can't really put my finger on it, but it is the way I feel. I have been playing fantasy football for the last 2 years, really. Not this year at all. Last year, I kind of started to and never really did it.
Yeah.
And I did a little bit of the daily fantasy stuff last year. Apparently, the daily fantasy numbers are down. Now, some of the states have made it illegal, so some places you can't do it.
Like the where are those sites?
Like DraftKings and FanDuel. Stuff like that. So daily fantasy is down. I don't think the football's as fun to watch for me. I don't know, as it used to be. Some people said that they stopped watching football when Kaepernick did his thing and the NFL, you know, whatever. I don't know if that has a thing. People talk about violence and that it's a violent sport and not supporting it. There's the violence off the field with, like, all of the, you know, Ray
domestic
Rice
violence,
stuff like that, and the NFL not doing a very good job. You know, maybe it's not one of these things, but maybe it's just a combination of all of these things that are getting people's attention off of it. And I do feel, and we're going to talk about it here in just a second, that the NBA ratings are – I think the NBA is getting more and more popular. So I could see a situation within the next 10 years that the NBA takes over as the most popular sport in the country.
Yeah, it's so hard. I think – I do think the NBA is on the rise, and we said this 2 or 3 weeks ago, that I think they're reaching a new golden – age of basketball.
Yeah.
You know, because I think the 80s and even into the 90s with Michael Jordan was a golden age.
Mm-hmm.
And then it took a little dip. I mean, it didn't dive off the chart, but it took a dip. And I think it's coming back around. So I agree the NBA is on the rise. And I agree the NFL is probably on the decline. But the NFL is so massive and so big and so popular. You know what I think also hurts? I think there's a flood of games. They spread the games out, and it used to be like, I mean, a Sunday event.
Yeah.
You know, and then Monday Night Football is a big deal. And then they had Thursday Night Football.
Right.
And then occasionally they'll play like these London games at 9 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday. And then they spread everything out. And I just feel like you're almost watering down the product. I almost liked it better when it was like so concentrated and everybody played at the same time. and you're just like, this is my time to watch NFL. Now, if you want to watch NFL, I mean, any night of the week, not any of that night of the week, but, you know, there's three or four nights a week that you could watch it.
And not only the NFL, but just football in general.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So college football is always on.
So college football might not be helping the NFL in that sense, too. It's like,
yeah,
you can always watch football.
There's always a game on.
Yeah.
And even in college, they're doing Wednesday night games and Friday night games.
Yeah.
I mean, college doesn't do Sunday stuff. You know, I mean, you almost never see that.
No, except for before, right before the NFL has started.
Right.
They'll do a couple Sunday games, but they don't compete with the NFL. So.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. Honestly, it doesn't really bother me because of all the sports, the NFL is my least favorite. So there you go. So we are going to talk about the NBA, but before we do, let's really quickly talk about ESPN, Streak for the Cash. So earlier this week, John Meadows had a 9-game winning streak.
Keyword had.
Yes, and he lost it.
Yes.
And then Luke, Husky Luke, had a 9-game winning streak.
Keyword had.
Yeah. I sent him a message yesterday, and I said, hey, man, you're one away from double digits, or you got, you know, something like that. And he said, he sent me back a message. He said, how much do you know about Russian hockey? Which is the kind of things you think about when you're playing ESPN Streak for the Cash. Like, I'm, like, reading the breakdown, the preview of, like, the Moscow versus whatever Russian Hockey League game.
I caught myself doing the same thing last night. I was looking at, like, there's a women's tennis thing in Singapore
right
now.
Yeah.
And they're ranked, you know, I haven't even heard of these players. And I'm looking at their past history of their head-to-head matchups and who's won. And
that's really funny. That's really funny.
Like, what am I?
You would never look at that ever before.
No, not in a million years.
Yeah.
I couldn't even quote their names to you, even now. And I read everything there was to know about them. But I am tied for the win. I'm tied for the league lead with 6 games right now.
The longest winning streak in our league is, so we have a tie between John Meadows and Husky Luke. They both have not, so nobody has reached double digits yet.
Yeah.
Which just goes to show you, with all of us doing it, right, and none of us have even reached 10 yet.
Yeah,
just how hard it is to get to 30. I just can't even imagine.
Yeah,
like you've done 10. That feels like a lot. You're 1/3 of the way there.
Yeah,
you know, and that's not even 30 is not even a guarantee that you're going to get money.
No,
it's just a guarantee that you could maybe get money.
Yeah. Well, I saw someone the other day had 29 games and they lost.
Because
I've been, like, looking at the leaderboard.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And they weren't up there. I'm like,
I would be so stressed out if I had 20. If I was sitting on, like, 29, 30 games right now, it'd be pretty much all I could think about.
So the league, not just our division, but the whole league, there's 1, 2, 3 teams with 30 wins.
Wow.
And so, you know, they're tied. And then there's another 3 teams with 29 wins.
Yeah.
So it's like you've got to – I mean, we're reaching the end of the month.
Yeah.
You've got to make a move if you want to win that.
Right.
And you are breaking down Russian hockey.
Yeah.
And, like, women's tennis in Singapore.
Yeah. Every once in a while, there's a pick that comes up that I feel like, oh, I feel pretty good about this. Like, the other day I picked, will Aaron Rodgers throw a touchdown in the second half?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, you got to feel pretty good. And I picked it, and they got it. You know, every once in a while, it feels like a little bit more of a gimme. But for the most part, it's coin flip.
Last night, I picked one that was correct. Will there be one home run in the 5th, 6th, and 7th innings?
Oh, wow.
Or any other number of home runs, like 0, 2, 3, 4, or 5.
Right.
Or 1.
Oh,
those were your choices.
I see.
So, like, one home run in those 3 innings combined between both teams, one home run.
Or more than one.
Or, no, any other. Or it could be 0.
Oh, it could be 0.
Yeah.
So you took the any other.
I took the any other, and I was right.
Right. Yeah.
So, like, one home run would have been devastating.
Right.
And so, you know, it's just, I love those picks.
Yeah.
I mean, they're
fun.
They're fun because you just watch sports differently with it. So, speaking of the ESPN Streak for Cash, this was a hilarious story. We're in the car driving the other day, and my wife and I are talking because she plays too, but she hasn't made any picks lately. We're trying to get settled into the house, and she's just kind of busy. But I was telling her about the streak for the cash and some of the picks I took. And my son in the back seat, Harrison, he goes, I've been on a really good streak lately.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, it piques my interest because, you know, we're talking about streaks and all this other stuff. I'm like, yeah, you know, he goes, yeah. He goes, I've got a streak of not peeing or pooping my pants in a long time.
Was he? Was he trying to be funny?
No, I mean he's dead serious. He's like, yeah, I've gone a long time without peeing or pooping myself. He's probably got me beat.
Probably.
I just thought that was so funny. Well, because I've got two or three younger boys who occasionally, you know, they use the word, and I think it's funny. Like Gideon would come up to me maybe once a month. Daddy, I just smudged myself.
Smudged? Yeah. Oh, jeez.
It's like he didn't full out poop himself. Right, yeah. It's just a little smudge.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, okay. And the thing lately is he's got a cast on his arm.
Yeah.
So it's like he can't just like hop in the shower.
Yeah.
There's a process. You know, I'm like, oh. So Harrison's just really happy. He's on a streak. Mm. He's on a really good streak right now. Okay. He just hasn't peed or pooped himself in a long time.
You know, that's a streak we should all strive for. All right. So we're I don't want to say we're running out of time, but we still got a lot that we want to cover, and we're at about 45 minutes right now.
Okay. Let's burn through it.
So the NBA, I am so happy about the first day of the NBA. The Cavs win. They're on pace for 82-0.
Yep.
The Warriors lose and they're on pace for 0-82, which is wonderful. So first of all, I will say it's ridiculous to think that the Warriors aren't going to be really good this year, because of course they are.
They're going to be really good.
But it also takes some time,
specifically
in basketball more than any other sport, because it's about chemistry for them to learn each other.
Right.
They're going to struggle. After the All-Star break, they're going to rip through it, and they're going to be amazing, as long as they all stay healthy. So after the game, just the quotes from the guys afterwards were really funny. Kevin Durant said it's like a slap in the face.
Yeah.
Stephen Curry said it was like a nice slap in the face. And Draymond said it was like a punch in the mouth, right?
Yeah.
So losing that first game to the Spurs, I mean, there's no shame in losing to the Spurs.
Well, here's the thing. They didn't just lose. They got beat really bad.
Yeah,
they did. Was it 129-100?
Kawhi scored like 35 points.
They lost by 30 points, basically. Yeah. I mean, that's...
At home.
That's embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
And they're supposed to be this... And they are. But they're supposed to be this historic, great team.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to set the new record. The record that they just set last year. 73-9 or whatever
it was. They're already behind the eight ball.
And they're already behind.
It's so funny. I don't understand, and I'm a Cavs fan, you know, so I know that's part of it. I really don't like the Warriors. I have some actual hatred in my heart for Stephen Curry for no reason at all.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, you know, but I just really don't like that team. I don't know, maybe it's because I think they're overrated. Their fans were pretty cocky last year. I don't know what it is. But, like, when Stephen Curry is dribbling, dribbles the ball off his foot, Kawhi takes it and dunks it, it just makes me so happy.
Yeah. Here's the thing. My thing with the Warriors. Last year, I liked them. I was still rooting for Cleveland. But I did like that Warriors team. But things have started to turn because I love Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
I mean, I lived there for years.
Sure.
I loved watching those teams. And then when Durant left for the Warriors, I felt like, I mean, that was a slap in the face to Oklahoma City.
A nice slap.
A nice slap. I mean, it was a punch in the mouth. I mean, and everybody thought in Oklahoma City that, like, that whole thing would have been reversed. That Westbrook would have been the one to bolt.
Sure.
And leave Durant behind to pick up the pieces.
I thought so.
And everybody thought, you know, Durant was like the good guy and Westbrook was the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
And those roles have flipped. Now Durant is, you know, the bad guy.
Yeah,
I love it. And Westbrook's the good guy. And I actually love it. So, like, my West Coast, I'm going to pick a West Coast team and an East Coast team to follow, to watch.
Yeah.
My West Coast team is Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
And I want Westbrook to average a triple-double and to just freaking kill it. And then I would love to see this Warriors team lose like 20, 30 games.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be awesome, especially if they struggled early. Our grandpa, he told me a story one time. I don't know if you ever heard this, but he said here in Marion, where we're from, you know, softball is a big thing. It was a really big thing. And Marion had like this all-star softball team.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they toured and did different stuff. And they brought another all-star team to come play them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was this like all black team, you know, they were, I don't know where they were from. They were from the South or something. And this was, you know, 50 years ago.
Yeah.
And he said the Marion team went up, they played seven innings. They were up like 9-0 in the seventh inning.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. And then in the seventh inning, this other team comes up to bat. All 10 guys hit a home run. Like they, like over the fence. Right. They all came out and smacked it over the fence. Like they were playing them the whole time.
Yeah. They just, let's keep this close for a
while. Let's keep it close.
Yeah.
I mean, within 10.
Yeah.
And then they got, and every single one of them hit a home run. And I feel like, how funny would that be if the Warriors did that?
Yeah.
It's like, you know what? We're going to lose the first one just to get it out of the road. Because we don't want to go through this whole thing of like trying to go undefeated and
you know,
all this other stuff. Yeah, right.
How long is it going to be until
be until you lose a game, all that stuff. So let's lose the first game and then let's go 81-1. Do you think that's possible?
No, it's not possible. That's not what they're doing. They tried to win. So really quickly, last week we said that we were going to give our picks for the NBA Finals and our MVP picks.
Ooh, I forgot to do my homework on that one.
Yeah, it wouldn't have mattered if you remembered.
What? Well, so, I mean, yeah, okay, so my...
So who's your... What's your NBA Final?
Are we going to go Eastern-Western Conference Finals?
No, we'll just do the...
I'm going to go rematch of last year.
So you're going to say Warriors-Cavs?
I don't... I mean, I think it's got to be... The Cavs are the only team going to come out the East, period. I mean... What, the Knicks, the Bulls, the Toronto?
I think the Celtics are going to be the second best team in the East, and they're nowhere near as good as the Cavs are.
So I think, are you picking the Cavs too?
I don't know how you can't.
You have to.
Unless something happens that I'm not aware of.
Or LeBron goes down or something weird happens.
Yeah.
And then out of the West, the Warriors are, on paper, historically possibly the best team ever.
Right.
I mean, you know, they've got five starters that are, you know, really, really, really good players. I mean, just unbelievable. So, you know, obviously your usual suspects of the Spurs, especially after seeing last night's game, the Spurs are going to be good. I think Oklahoma City will be fun to watch. I don't know how good they're actually going to be, though. That might be interesting. I would love to see Oklahoma City. If I'm rooting for anything, I'm rooting for Oklahoma City to come out.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I would love that, too. So you got the Warriors and the Cavs. Who you have winning?
I'll go Cavs.
You have the
Cavs? I'm
going
to go back-to-back.
Jeez. Such a hypocrite. Last year, you hated the Cavs so much last year.
Well, okay. It was just I hated LeBron. I didn't hate the Cavs.
If you hate LeBron, you hate the Cavs.
No. No.
Yes.
LeBron stabbed Cleveland, not in the back, in the face. LeBron James stabbed Cleveland in the face on national TV. Not two, not three, not four, not five, not six.
I heard it.
We're winning 89 championships in Miami. I'm like, I hate him. Okay. I hate LeBron James.
Yeah.
And I will root against him till the day I die. And then when he came back, it felt like, yeah, you got your championships. Now you don't even care.
Okay.
But when I saw him win, I'm telling you, I saw him win. And
Cleveland!
I know. It was like the Rocky moment,
right.
You know, and like, okay. I believe LeBron actually feels sorry for how he handled this situation.
Mm-hmm.
He might have done it again. Like he might have went to Miami, and I don't think he would have handled it in the same manner.
Definitely wouldn't have handled
right.
it.
Right. So I have forgiven LeBron James.
Wow.
I have.
So it took him coming back, putting the Cleveland team on his back and winning a championship in order for you to forgive him.
Yes. Wow. If he didn't win, I would not have forgiven him. Because the prime, no, I'm telling you, the prime of his career, he spent in Miami. And you can't say, LeBron James is on the decline. You cannot say otherwise.
Well, I think he's in the, okay, sure, he's on the decline. All right, so.
You gave up on that really easy.
Well, I know. I wanted to argue that he's still in his peak, right? That he maybe isn't
declining
yet,
peak.
But he's not getting better.
Yeah.
You know, I think he's on the tail end of his peak, but I suppose that's technically a decline.
He's
know?
Not going to get any better.
No, he's not getting better, but I think he's going to get better at some things.
Well, he'll mature as a player.
Yeah.
Better, maybe shot selection.
I think he'll mature as well as any player ever. I think he'll play as long as he wants to play. He's not Kobe.
No.
You know, I mean, he's very different. He's different than Jordan was. I think his game will mature better than any great player of all time. I think his game will mature better than any of them.
I can see that.
So you got the Warriors losing to the Cavs, and who do you have as your league MVP for the
year? Let's go LeBron James.
Oh, my gosh.
No. I'll go Kawhi Leonard.
Leonard?
Leonard.
Okay. Kawhi. All right. So here's my pick.
No, wait. I'm going to change it again. I'm going to go Westbrook.
Okay. So that's my pick.
You going Westbrook?
Yeah, for okay. the MVP, which is fine.
I think Leonard is going to have a great year. He had a great game last night.
Yeah. I think Leonard's great. I think he's a top three player in the league. You know, maybe yeah. top five, depending on, you know, it's always hard to say. None of these things are definitive. But he's great. I think Russell Westbrook, as long as he stays healthy, is going to go nuts this year.
Yeah.
He's going to have that team on his back. A, he's going to have to because Durant's not there scoring. And B, he is so ticked off. And yeah. I love the anger in Russell
yes.
Westbrook.
Yes.
It's so awesome. I'm yes. so excited to watch him play. So I got Russell Westbrook for my MVP. I'm going to pick the Spurs to be in the finals.
Okay.
I think the Spurs are really good. I think Kawhi is really good.
He is.
I think that the Warriors, I think things are harder than they seem, like I said, to, you know, make mesh. I think that Draymond is...
A ticking time bomb?
Yes.
Yeah.
So who knows what could happen with that. They've been very lucky health-wise, so maybe their luck will run out health-wise. So I've got the Spurs in the Cavs. I'm going to pick the Cavs to win, though, because I think the Cavs are figuring it out. I think they're going to be better this year than they were last year. And I've got Russell Westbrook. Oh, man. I just like
Russell Westbrook.
That's a hard word for me to say.
It's a tongue twister.
I used to...
Can you say it like five times fast?
No. Russell Westbrook. No, I can't.
Russell Westbrook.
Did we have this discussion that I couldn't say my R's when I was a kid?
And you would say walkie.
Walkie. And I didn't. Girl was the word I couldn't
goal.
Say. Goal.
And so you started using the word gal.
Well, I tried, but it was recess, fifth grade,
yeah.
and standing around. Was probably surrounded by some of the names that we already mentioned.
Yes.
Brandon Levings, Justin Gruber,
yeah.
Andy Ballinger. I said, oh, look at those gals over there. And they looked at me, and I was like, well, I got to learn to say this word.
Girl.
All right. So Cleveland rocks, right? Cleveland is
yes.
– it was a great day for Cleveland yesterday because not only did the Indians win the first game of the World Series, but
yes.
the Cavs got their rings,
yes.
won their first game against the Knicks. So moving to the World Series, and then we'll finish it up with this. It was a good game last night. It was a lot of fun to watch. Corey Kluber was lights out.
Yes.
Like, just ridiculous.
Yes.
You want Kluber to pitch as much as possible. Roberto Perez, who hit three home runs in the season, had hit two last night. Looked very good. His batting average was .183. He had 17. Now, I know he didn't play the whole year, but he was not good
no.
At the plate all year. They obviously have him in there for his defense and catching ability. But anyway... So he hits two home runs. Andrew Miller comes in, and you feel like that's it, right? Like
yeah.
once Andrew Miller comes in and Kluber goes out, Kluber, I think, gave up a hit
yes.
in the eighth
top
inning.
Top of the seventh.
Yes, top of the seventh.
Yeah.
Kluber gives up a hit, and you're like, okay, bring in Miller, and
yeah.
it's over.
Yeah.
You know, it's over. And then Miller walks a guy,
yeah.
gives up a hit,
yeah.
and you're thinking, what?
Bases loaded,
the heck?
No outs.
Bases loaded,
yeah.
yeah. Was it bases loaded, no outs?
Yes.
Jeez. And then it's like, I think a little pop fly.
There's a pop fly to center field where the guy left second base.
Right, Schwarber.
Schwarber left
yeah.
second, heading to third, and there's nowhere to run.
Right.
And so he had to turn around and run back to second, and the center fielder like ends up throwing it home.
Yeah.
But honestly, you know what happened? I think if he would have thrown it to second base, it would have been a double play because he caught it in the air, mm-hmm. and they would have got him out second base, but the guy at third would have scored.
I think it was Zobrist because he was halfway
yeah.
there.
Yes.
Yeah.
But when he threw it home, it stopped the score, and
yeah.
everybody stayed on, and
right.
he was able to pitch his way through it.
And he did.
So they
and
didn't give up any runs.
He struck a guy out, and I think then Rizzo made
another
a
pop fly
out. Like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So it was, like, nerve-wracking.
Well,
and then he didn't pitch, like, I mean, it got a little nerve-wracking in the eighth inning, too. You know,
yeah.
So.
No, it was Miller was not on. I mean, he was on his A game because he's got filthy stuff. But
mm-hmm.
he's the Cubs are a pretty good team. So, you
yeah.
know, they forced him to pitch.
My thought was in the eighth inning, he was going up against Zobrist and Bryant and Rizzo. Right. And
yeah.
so I thought if he can get through this and then
yeah.
once the closer goes in, he's not going to have to hit the meat of the lineup anymore.
Right.
So so anyway, it got a little sketchy, and then they got the extra run support you know, going into the ninth inning.
Well,
know.
I think I really think that Cleveland has been this whole playoffs very opportunistic in their scoring.
Yeah.
Because like last night, Cleveland had 10 hits. The Cubs had 7 hits. I mean, the Cubs and they had multiple guys on base getting walked.
Yeah.
I mean, the Cubs stranded a lot of base runners last night.
They did.
And they just couldn't convert it. So
yeah.
I mean, chalk that up to whatever you want, but the pitching last night from Cleveland was phenomenal.
It was.
I mean, Kluber and Miller were just on fire.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Nobody can. And the big thing with Kluber, they're talking about pitching him Game 1, Game 4, and then potentially Game 7.
Right.
And they said the last time that was done was Curt Schilling.
Yeah.
You know, 15 years ago or whatever.
Right. Whatever happens, last night as I'm watching the game, I feel like I'm rooting for Cleveland. You know.
You should be.
Yeah. Well, I'm a Reds fan, and I'm not going to say that I'm like this big Indians fan my whole life, because I'm not.
It's Ohio, you know? Baseball. But they're different. American League, National League. Yeah, it's okay.
You're right. Part of me wanted the Cubs to win, but man, watching that game last night, I was like, I was all in on Cleveland.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, I wanted Cleveland to win. So, but no matter what happens, if whoever wins, I'll be fine with it. It won't break my heart if Cleveland loses. But, I wanted to go 7 games, and I wanted to go down to the 9th inning, and then whatever happens at that point, inning, Game 7.
Yeah. My first thought was, and I said this, I think 2 weeks ago, I want Chicago to lose in dramatic fashion, like bottom of the 9th, you know, there's 2 outs.
Yeah.
You know, it just looks, you know,
right.
All hope is lost for Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden they come back, they score 3 or 4 runs, they hit a home run, game walk off, home run. That would be great.
Yeah.
And that would be in Cleveland at that point.
Yeah, it would be.
So that would be that would be fun. But I think my new thing, just thinking about it, I would love for Cleveland to sweep.
Really?
Just 4-0 and just like kick Chicago and say, you don't even belong here. What are you doing? Why are you even here?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. I think Chicago is pretty good.
I don't know.
Well, the last time our team, the Reds, won a World Series, they were going against the A's, and the A's were supposed to sweep them.
The Bash Brothers, Jose Canseco and Mark McGwire.
Did you see the statistic last night? It was the first Game 1 shutout since the Reds did it in 1990. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what they said.
Well, here's the Cleveland, to me, seems like a team of destiny because they rolled through Boston.
Yeah.
And then Toronto has a heck of a hitting team,
yeah.
And they could not hit.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's bad hitting or really good pitching, but
well, they better just get this thing over with, so that way they can transfer the magic to the Browns, because the Browns need it.
Yes. Do you suppose, like, seriously, like there's some like voodoo thing that they have in their locker room, that like the Cavs had it in their locker room, and then they gave it to the Indians, and they've had it. And when they're done, they're going to give it to the Browns.
Wasn't there like a voodoo guy from Major League?
Yeah. Hats for bats. Serrano.
He was President Palmer.
Yeah.
From 24.
His character name was Serrano. That was his last name.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's what they have.
Yeah. And my favorite line from that movie, Major League, is the guy can only hit fastballs and he crushes them.
Yeah.
And the one player says, you know, maybe you're praying to the wrong guy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, and he's like, Jesus not helped me with curveball. And he's like, are you saying Jesus Christ can't hit a curveball? I love that line. They like get a fight over it, you know?
Right, yeah.
Are you saying Jesus Christ can't hit the curveball?
I'll bet he could.
Yeah, sure he could.
Yeah, he was a carpenter, so he probably could make his own bat. So that's it. So the Cleveland's up Game 1. Game 2, you got Jake Arrieta, who I know Jake Arrieta didn't have a great year, but if he could tap into what he was last year, he was unstoppable last year. So it'll be interesting. I think if you're Cleveland, you got to say, we got to win both of these. We don't want to go back to Chicago tied 1-1, right?
Is it 3-2 or 2-1?
I don't know. I think it's – I get it all mixed up all the time.
Yeah.
But I think it's 2-3-2. I think is what it is, 2-3-2. Okay. But it could be 2-2-1-1-1, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Either way, we could look it up, but why would we? So so Jake Arrieta is going next, but no matter what the situation is, if you're Cleveland, you don't want to go to Chicago tied 1-1.
You got to win your home games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have to.
Well, Cleveland has home field advantage. If they just win their home games, they win.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's that. So, I mean, that's pretty much it. As far as our song goes at the end of the episode, I was thinking about baseball. I was thinking about, last night, just our history in baseball. And we've talked about our past in baseball already, our little league team that lost a lot of games. We weren't great.
Yes.
If we had more Brandon Levings, we would have won more games. That's just the way it is. But we lost a lot of games. But I was also thinking about our favorite baseball game growing up for the Nintendo, RBI Baseball. Remember? Yes. RBI Baseball?
Yes, it was better than Bases Loaded.
Yes. If anybody comes at me and tells me that Bases Loaded was better than RBI Baseball, I will do to you what LeBron James did to Cleveland.
Stab you in the face with a knife.
Stab you in the face with a knife. Because RBI Baseball was the best.
Dun, dun, da, dun.
Yes.
Dun, dun, da, dun.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was sweet.
You got some nasty movement on the pitches, too.
Yeah, you did. I mean, I don't know why you just wouldn't pitch a knuckleball like every
time.
You
can't hit the knuckleball.
It's impossible to hit. You've never seen it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was pretty funny.
I think it was at Brett Saberhagen, like the sidearm pitch. Like,
mm-hmm. Oh,
you
yeah.
You could go from all the way to the left side, all mm-hmm. the way to the right side, cross it over to plate. You'd never hit that.
Right. Just think about, like, the programmers, the game programmers back then, what they were doing. I'll bet they were sitting there, you know, like making the game, and then somebody's like, well, Brett Saberhagen doesn't throw overhanded. He throws sidearm. You know, like, what if we can make him throw sidearm? And there's probably a guy like, you can't do that. You know, like, that's impossible, you know? Like, I'll bet it was like a lot of work for them back then to get a guy to throw sidearm.
Yeah, an 8-bit.
Yeah, and yeah, exactly. That was such a great game.
It was.
I would usually be the Boston Red Sox was my team that
I feel
was.
Like we played a lot of American League National
League. We did.
Yeah.
We played a lot of the All-Star game, and I was usually the National League.
And I was always American.
Because American League was better.
They were so much better.
Somehow you convinced me that the National League team was better, but it wasn't. I think because on the National League team I got to have Eric Davis, I think.
Yeah. Well, you also had Ozzie Smith.
Because they didn't have all of the teams.
Vince
so you
Coleman.
Couldn't be the Reds. The Reds wasn't one of the options.
Right.
But if I was the National League team,
I could have some Reds,
be Eric Davis. I think he was the only guy.
Yeah.
So I did like the National League team, but they were not as good. I think National League team was gray shirts, black helmets.
Yes.
American League,
white and blue.
Blue.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. And, that American League team. I mean, Jose Canseco, Mark McGuire, Eddie Murray, I think, was on that team. Yeah, it's pretty solid.
Yeah, that was team. And there was I can't remember what it was because it's forever ago. But there was a little thing like if you could substitute one player out.
I think if you put in McGuire for Murray, I think Murray batted third.
Yeah,
and if you put in McGuire for Murray,
which is crazy that McGuire's even on the bench.
Right. Yeah. Then it was like an automatic home run. It was like
every
a
time
glitch in the game or something like that. Yeah. Man, that was such a great game. I gotta find a way to play that game again.
We played that game a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to think. There are very few games that we played more than that. Tecmo football
would be right up there.
You know,
Beyond that.
RBI baseball. I mean, we played those games a ton.
Yeah.
Well, anything competition.
Right.
You know, one versus one. Because early in the Nintendo days, we're out of time on the podcast, but early in the Nintendo days, it's like you had to take turns playing Mario.
Right.
And like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, go take a 3-hour hike. I'm playing.
This is happening. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which that happened plenty of times. The other day I did, my son downloaded, he got like a bunch of Mega Man games for the
Wii. Oh, yeah.
And I was playing Mega Man 1.
Oh, yeah.
I was burning through it.
Yeah.
So.
Was he like, oh my gosh?
Yeah, he was like, Dad, you're really good at this. I'm like, I've got a couple hours under my belt, son. Well, so there we go. The RBI Baseball is playing in the background right now. Do you have anything else before we close it out?
You want to tease next week?
Sure, we can, you know, put another...
listen to it, it's going to be awesome.
Listen to next week, it's going to be awesome. I assume we're going to do more morning episodes.
Yeah.
Now, if you've listened to these last two episodes, you're like, Dan, these are horrible.
Yeah.
Go back to night episodes, then maybe we'll listen to you. But as of now, we're probably going to keep...
Leave us a comment and say, I can't tell the difference.
Yeah.
Something.
Whatever.
Something.
Yeah.
Anything?
We're so desperate.
I'm okay with that.
Okay. All right. Okay, cool. Well, this is Dan Owings. I'm signing off for Jason Owings, reminding you to always keep your stick on the ice and never wear the blue sweats.